folks, here we are, Technical Knockout, the Hardcore Casual MMA Podcast. I'm your host, Hussein. With me, as always, is myself. There's no Jordan this week. He is busy. It's unfortunate, but, you know, it's life. It is what it is, and the show must go on, as they say. So we are talking about UFC Mexico City. We are back, baby. We're back in a big way in Mexico. And we got a couple of pretty good fights here, man. Honestly, it's a pretty solid card. You know, the UFC always tends to put things good together whenever they go to an actual place instead of going to the Apex. And we're happy to see a crowd, even if it's going to be the Mexico City crowd, which I'll mind you, last time threw garbage at the people from other countries and booed and threw shit into the octagon when Rodriguez eye poked Jeremy Stephens. But that's okay. You know, we give him another chance. We'll see what happens. And at the headline, we have former flyweight champion Brandon Moreno taking on former flyweight title contender Brandon Royval in the Battle of the Brandons to see who is going to get that top spot, who is going to be able to call themselves Brandon. The other one just has to go by their last name. These guys fought before, and Moreno got the better of the two. And this is a rematch for 5 rounds. In Moreno's backyard in Mexico City at altitude. Obviously not going to be a problem for Brandon Royval, who trains in Denver at altitude. And for, you know, Moreno, someone who's never had any issues with his cardio, probably won't be a problem either. So I do expect us to have a very fun fight. I do think it's going to end up going 5 rounds, or if not 5 rounds, you know, a longer fight, at least to the fourth, third or fourth. And I think Brandon Moreno is going to get it done, you know, without giving away too much of the analysis too early. I think he's just a little bit more composed everywhere. And I think he's going to have cleaner striking and get to wrestling positions where Royval might not be able to escape and, you know, just win the fight comprehensively. That being said, Royval is a very tough customer. And, you know, I just think it's a hard matchup for him fighting Moreno, considering that Moreno is invincible. And, you know, he had a tough fight in his last fight against Pantoja, who's also invincible. I think Royval, in order to have some real success in this division, he's going to need to fight people who either get tired or are, you know, are not invincible, that he can crack with an elbow or some weird shit in an exchange and put out. I just don't see it happening with Moreno. I think Moreno is really tough. I think he's very skilled. I think he's very composed more than anything. And I don't expect him to get drawn into the firefights that Brandon Royval knows and loves, that he makes his money in. I expect Moreno to stay a little bit cleaner and, you know, take him down when he needs to and pop him in the face with jabs when he needs to and fight a comprehensive fight and win, you know, probably by decision. If not, I think over 2.5 is a good play. Maybe he gets a late submission or something like that. But, you know, if Pantoja can't submit you, if Kai Kara-France can knock you out, I think it's a better play for Moreno to go for a longer, more sustained approach here. And I believe he'll have great success doing that. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to wash out Royval. I'm not saying that Royval is going to have no chance in this fight. I do think Royval is a tough customer and he's a live dog in any scenario. I just think that the style matchup is favorable to Brandon Moreno, and he will take that title of the best Brandon at 125. I expect Moreno to get another title fight pretty soon. I expect him and Pantoja to have a few matchups and rematches and see who comes out on top. You know, that first fight was amazing. One of the contenders for fight of the year last year, and easily. So, you know, I'm not upset to see Moreno get another shot at the belt. But first he has to get through Brandon Royval, which is easier said than done. But I do think he gets it done. Definitely going to go with Moreno here. I'm going to go with him over 2.5. Let's continue moving down the card here. Cause that fight's going to be really exciting, but you know, there's not much to say about it. I think it's going to be a lot of chaos. And speaking of chaos, we have Yair Rodriguez versus Brian Ortega. I was at their first fight. As long as it lasted, it was pretty interesting. Yair seemed to be a lot faster on the feet, landing leg kicks. When they got to a scrambling position, Ortega got caught in an armbar, pulled out of the armbar, and his shoulder popped out. You could say it was from the submission. You could say it was a freak accident. But at the end of the day, they gave the TKO from injury to Yair Rodriguez. Probably could have been a submission, but it is what it is. He got the dub. And now they're running it back for a real fight. Hopefully it ends up that way. I'd love to have seen it for five rounds, but I'll settle for three in Mexico City. I do think Rodriguez has more tools in this fight. I think Rodriguez is the more dangerous fighter. Ortega's very tough, but I think Rodriguez can land more leg kicks. I think he can land more punches. I think he's dangerous on the ground, as we saw against Ortega and against against Emmett. I think we can see him, if it does go to the ground, fend for his own. Ortega might be a little bit outmatched on the feet, I feel, in this fight, and I do expect Rodriguez to win. I don't know if he'll get a finish or not, so I'm just going to go with him by money line, but I like Rodriguez's chances a lot here. I think they have him at minus 170, minus 180 on some sites, minus 150 on others. Probably find him in that minus 170 range, and I expect you jump. I recommend that you jump on that ASAP, because I do think it will go closer to minus 225 by fight night. So I like Rodriguez here in the money line slot. I expect him to get it done. I'm not sure if he's going to knock him out. I think it's pretty hard to knock out Ortega. I don't know if he'll be able to submit him again or get in a position where he can find that submission again. But I do think he's going to have a lot of success in this fight, mostly by way of the striking. And I expect him to get that victory. So far we're rocking with two of Mexico's finest in Brandon Moreno and Yair Rodriguez. Let's keep it rolling. Going down the card, we got Daniel Zellhuber versus Francisco Prado. Zellhuber is a very hot prospect coming out of Mexico right now. He's got great boxing. He's got good jiu-jitsu. He's solid on the feet. And more than anything, he seems to have a lot of composure comparative to his fight years and his actual years. I think he's only like 25 or 26. And the dude looks like a veteran in there. So I do think he has a very bright future in the sport. He's fighting lightweight, one of the deepest divisions in the sport. So, you know, I hope they give him some time to really develop before they throw him to the sharks. But I think he gets it done this weekend. I don't know how, but I think he gets it done. I think he's just a great fighter. Francisco Prado hasn't been super impressive to me. So I'm going to go with Zellhuber here in a not surprising spot, because he's minus 300. Then we got a bantamweight affair between, this one promises to be pretty weird. I'm excited for it. You got Ricky Tercios, who is like a, to me, seems kind of like a second coming of Diego Sanchez. You know, won the Ultimate Fighter, is super strange, says a lot of weird motivational stuff that sounds halfway like it makes sense and halfway like he's a crazy person. I love the guy personally. He had a really shitty fight a couple fights ago where he threw like 100 strikes and landed like 11 or something ridiculous like that. But I don't know if this fight's going to last very long on the feet. Raul Rosas Jr. Is the young buck that came in the UFC at 17. He's a very good grappler. He's not a very good striker, but he is a good grappler. And excuse me. And I think that he's going to go for the takedowns against Tercios. I think Tercios is going to be able to scramble and maybe win some positions and outlast Rosas Jr. He's an underdog here at plus 210. But I think he has great cardio. I can't say the same for Rosas Jr. And if Rosas Jr. can't get him out of there early and, you know, expends a lot of energy like we saw him do a couple fights ago against Christian Rodriguez, I expect Tercios to have a lot of success here. And, you know, I think it's a good spot for Tercios at plus 210 or however much they have him by. You know, the dude came out in his last fight and got a knockout in like a minute. We didn't learn shit from that. He didn't show us anything new. It was a great victory for him, but I think it's going to be hard for him to find that same kind of early success against Ricky Tercios, who has shown to be a very tough fighter, if nothing else. So I like Tercios here to outlast Rosas Jr. and the first underdog that I'm picking on this card. Both guys are Mexican-American, so I guess, I don't know, the crowd might just be rooting for Rosas Jr. because he's more popular, but we'll see. All right, and then going down the card, we have Yasmin Uruguay versus Sam Page Hughes. Sam is a underdog here. Yasmin Uruguay seems to be a very strong contender at strawweight, or has the makings of being a strong contender, I should say, because she is very young. She's only 24. She had that awesome fight with Yasmin Lucindo, and a fight that she won, a very close decision. And then she beat Estela Nunez and is now coming off of her first loss of her career against Denise Gomes, who hits like a fucking truck. Thankfully, Uruguay took a lot of time off after that fight. That was in July of last year, and now she's fighting in February of 2024. So had a little bit over 6, 7, 8 months to get back from that fight. I like that. I think she's in a good spot here fighting Sam Hughes. Sam Hughes is a tough customer. By all, intents and purposes, she's a very solid fighter, but she is kind of a middling fighter. Altogether, she's 8-5, so not an excellent record there. She lost to some good fighters in Vanessa Demopoulos, Leona Pinheiro, Loma, and Tisha Torres. Lost a not-so-very-good fighter in Pierre Rodriguez, but it seems to me like she does well against strikers for the most part. Doesn't do so well against the grapplers, even though her background you'd think would be in grappling because she was a wrestler. I think Uruguay has a well-rounded game. I think she's young and hungry, and she's adding tools to her game every time we see her. I think Sam is also adding tools to her game, but I don't know if it's coming at the same rate and with the same athleticism that Uruguay is showing. So I'm going to go with Uruguay here. No surprise to anybody. It shouldn't be. She's a minus 500. I don't know if the odds make that much sense at like plus 320 or plus 350 for Sam. I think it might be worth putting a little sprinkle on it. But I think more often than not, Uruguay wins this fight. I think she probably wins by decision, if not gets a knockout at some point by just overwhelming Sam Hughes. We'll see what happens, I expect they are in Mexico City, so I think that they would give a favorable matchup to their girl in Yasmin Uruguay, and I think this is one. So I'm riding with the favorite here. Going down the card, there's only a couple other fights that I really want to talk about here. We got... Jesus Santos Aguilar versus Mateus Mendoza. Mateus Mendoza fought not that long ago and had a pretty interesting fight there. So that's a fight that should be fun to watch. Christian Quinones versus Hany Barcelos is a good one. We always like Hany Barcelos on this podcast. He draws Christian Quinones. So it seems to be sort of a gimme fight for him. Hopefully he is not completely washed and can get it done. They have him as a slight favorite at like minus 180. Hopefully he gets it done. I don't know. We'll see. He's starting to age out here. And then we have Edgar Chires versus Daniel Lacerda or Daniel Da Silva. This is a fight that's been made like three times, it feels like. I think, they fought the first time and ended up being a no contest or something. If I'm not mistaken, it was a no contest. Either way, there was some controversy and they did it again. And somebody got injured, and now they're making it again, even though we saw what happened in the first fight, and we see what happens in all of Lacerda's fights. He goes really hard for about a minute and a half or two, and then he gets very tired. And now they're doing it in Mexico City at high elevation, and I expect the same goddamn thing to happen. Edgar Chires is so tough. Lacerda is a tough customer as well, but he has a very limited gas tank and does not seem like UFC level here. So I think he goes hard at the beginning. I think he gets tired. I think Chires finds that finish either in the first round. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Either in the first round after 2 minutes or in the second round early. So I'm going to go with Chires by finish here. Then you got Claudio Pérez versus Fares Zayam versus two guys who looked like they could be good at one point, but now have kind of fallen off and fallen out of the court of public opinion as prospects. That should be a fun fight. See who wants it more. I expect Fares to want it a little bit more. And then Victor Altramino versus Felipe Dos Santos is a great fight at flyweight and one to watch for sure. I like Altramino a lot. I like Dos Santos as well, but I think Altramino is a very solid fighter and in an underdog spot. I think he can get something good going. And then Mohamed Naivov opens up the prelims, a guy that a lot of people are hot on. I think he's a solid fighter, but a little bit of a cheater from that last fight with Nathaniel Woods. So we'll see how it goes. I'm probably going to be rooting against him, even though we share a name. Let's wrap this thing up. Let's get into the betting slip. Last week we had a good one. We went 4-2 with all the methods of victory popping out the way that we had. We had Merab by decision, we had Rob by decision, we had Gary by decision, and we had Ilia Topuria by knockout, second or third round. So let's hopefully we can keep up this momentum. Let's go down the betting slip. I've got Brandon Moreno in the main event. I'm going to go with him over 2.5. I'm going to go Yair Rodriguez money line. I'm going to go Ricky Turcios. I think he gets it done. I'm just going to go money line though. I'll go Uruguay money line and I'll go Chires by finish. That is where I'm at on this card. If you put those bets together, a lot of those guys are minus 300s. If you put those together, you can get a nice little parlay round robin them. So if you lose a couple, You'll still make your money back. That's what I always do. That's what I suggest that you do as fans of the sport. You never know what's going to happen in this game, and it's always better to play safe than sorry. So last week we saw a lot of favorites get it done. I know I'm siding with a lot of favorites again this week, but it just feels like one of those weeks where they stack it up and let their hometown fighters do their thing. So hopefully we keep the ball rolling and make some good money here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for watching, y'all, and you guys have a great day. Thank you. I love you. Peace out. Thanks, guys.